Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. And today, we're going to celebrate Ram Dass. Is it his birthday? No. But he just died. And what a life to celebrate. Whee! Woohoo! Way to go. Now, I am not a scholar. I have not sat in meditation with the man, but he has played a huge part in my evolution of thought and philosophy, and I wanted to take the opportunity to celebrate and invite others to do so as well. My first exposure, I was given the book Be Here Now, and it was kind of a magical thing to me. It doesn't look like normal books. It doesn't have print like normal books. It's not laid out like normal books. And it felt to me like a artifact from another time, another culture, another way of thinking. And it just felt really mystical to me. I did not devour the book. Like, I know it has played a huge part in many people's lives. To me, it was just like this taste, this tantalizing something is here that I don't quite understand. Later, I listened to a lecture by him and honestly did not go for it. I'd heard the name. I knew that he was a contemporary of Timothy Leary and so had this psychedelic background. So that seems like my kind of spirituality, right? Anchored in psychedelics. But the one lecture that I listened to at the time was pretty esoteric. It was pretty out there in terms of pondering the self and identity when in context of the other and who are we without the reflection of the other. And it didn't land for me. And so it was a number of years before I gave him any real attention again. And it was at the Wisdom 2.0 conference. And he spoke at the conference via webcam. Now, let me take a few steps back to give a little context if you're not familiar with this man. He's kind of like the David Bowie of the recent spiritual paths and this recent spiritual world. Because just like David Bowie had these phases, these different looks, these different personalities, Ram Dass had these different phases and personalities. Each one totally authentic and in integrity and just a growth expression in different ways. Early in his life, he was an academic professor and by his own, admission, pretty power hungry and material driven. Then after his first mushroom experience, felt this experience of being home in a spiritual sense and became much more connected with love and connection. And then sought out a non-drug way to have that sense of spirituality in his life. Brought him to India where he found his guru and spent the rest of his life on this devoted path of humility and spiritual growth. And then after becoming kind of a celebrity spiritual speaker, had a significant stroke, lost, the ability to speak and walk, and then had a secondary spiritual, experience for which to speak and teach from after he went through this profound inward journey working through the stroke experience. So, and during the last chapters of his life, very dedicated to, in fact, even before the stroke, very dedicated to the dignity of death and the importance of death and the philosophy of death as it relates to the experience of being human and divine and all these things. Now, okay, so I see him speak at Wisdom 2.0 via webcam, and he was an old man, and the ravages of time, as they say, were apparent, and he spoke very slowly, and he would kind of trail off and he would speak in these kind of non-linear ways. And the audience was so loved him so much. And there was this like, there was a, such a desire to receive his wisdom. And I know personally, I kind of projected some of my own anxiety onto him as he would trail off. I would kind of be like, oh no, he's lost it. You know, he's a senile old guy and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And kind of like, I hope he figures out where he's going with this. And then there was this one time he was speaking and he said, and it's like, we're all just looking for and I'm like, oh gosh, this is awkward. And then his mouth kind of opened as he's staring out his window and he goes, wow. And the whole auditorium just erupted into laughter and cheers. And it was like, I just was hit. Like I was witnessing this humanity personified, this poetry in living form, this absolute presence and experience of joy. And it was powerful for me to see him. And it also gave me a lot of memories of my grandpa and how my grandpa would kind of, you know, fall into a state of gratitude. And also this another similarity was how there's a gift in the words shared by someone who has a degree of wisdom. And there's also a gift in the presence, the wordlessness of their presence and the vibration of that calm that is very difficult to express in words. But if you see it and you witness it and you feel it, you kind of, a little bit of it rubs off on you. And you maybe can see the difference between what I thought presence and appreciation was, and to witness it so profoundly expressed, you're like, ah, wow, that is I can breathe that in and feel it. And so after seeing him speak then, I started to listen to more of his lectures that I saw online. And then just became a huge fan and realized that there's so much wisdom, humility, humor, very much the kind of spiritual teaching that I require, which isn't I am the guru, but more like I'm a broken, flawed example of humanity, having a ball as I witness this unfolding of my experience as a human and the kind of challenges of being pulled into the thoughts, sometimes, you know, less evolved thoughts of being a human being. And he would talk about the experience of being Ram Dass, the experience of being someone who people perceive as evolved, and yet at the same time having very human experiences of pettiness and jealousy and things like that. And this morning I've been listening to lectures of his and just remembering and becoming aware of like how significant his perspectives and his teachings have been in my life. I mean, so much of the things that have really landed with me have been some of his ideas. Or ideas, I shouldn't say his ideas, his expression of ideas. Because he was a student of his guru. He passed on lessons that he learned from channeled entities like Emmanuel. And then his own, you know, experiences, you know, having his humanity experiment. He talked a lot about as well his own personal journey, which I also have taken on a lot, you know, as you know, my personal path has been, and my personal kind of mission and my dharma, I feel, includes using my life as a platform. And he did the same. And like me, or I should say, I have emulated him in understanding that it requires a vulnerability and you have to take risks and share the things that are not evolved and, you know, inspired and share all of it as part of the journey, because it is in truth that wisdom and the power comes not from something manufactured and crafted from a manipulative ego place, but from an allowing yourself to be, allowing your truth to be, is where the divine power comes. Interestingly enough, yesterday during my Love Warriors group call, I started talking a lot about this idea of finding, you know, allowing yourself to be and finding a way to be of service from that place and the power that comes from that place, as opposed to, you know, the intellect. And I use the example of, like, you know, a doctor can only do so much from the intellectual place. The vast majority of healing happens in this flow of the body's health and rejuvenation and healing that we really don't have any control over. In the same way, there is a flow to life and the universe and our lives that we need to allow. In the same way, we need to allow a certain amount of healing to happen. You can aid it. You can create a optimum environment for it. You can, you know, wipe it down with alcohol and set the bone. But a doctor can't make the bone heal. And we can't make our lives perfect. We have to allow and tune in to the flow that heals our bodies and keeps ecosystems moving and aligns the planets and all that stuff. Sometimes you got to get out of the way. I highly recommend you listen to some lectures, or at least, at the very least, search for quotes by Ram Dass. I feel like you could just take a quote a day and just ponder on some of the ideas that he's expressed and really make some real serious progress wherever you are in your spiritual path. It is always a good reminder, because that's one of his whole things, is that even as this lifelong practitioner, he's constantly being reconfronted with his humanness. And that's the experience, that's the joy. He shares a story of talking to a spiritual medium, a dimensional being, and he asks him, what should I do on this planet? And the entity says, well, you should take the curriculum. You should try out being a human being. Which is something that has really, I didn't realize that's probably where I got it from, but it's something that has really guided me in the way that I see myself in the world and speak about others and think about conflict. You know, the goal of life is not to transcend the human experience, transcend your drama and your heartache. It's to have the experiences, learn the lessons, dig in the classroom and learn what you can, and you know, to think that we're here to deny our humanity, deny the human experience, feels like a tragic waste of the gift of consciousness. I saw some people posting today, like, oh, Ram Dass died, my heart is heavy. And that kind of surprised me. Like, really? I mean, if anyone has had a history of, you know, making us face death in a non-negative way, it's him. And if anyone has demonstrated through his actions and his words that this moment is to be embraced and this dimensional experience is to be embraced, and it is simply one of them. And so Godspeed or Ram Dass speed, wherever you are, whatever you are, however you are experiencing whatever it is, I applaud you, I salute you, I thank you for walking so many of us home. May we all celebrate and have a life like that, to truly embrace wherever we are, to be introspective, to constantly be growing, to find our way eventually to a path of service. Not a path of service that is done in order to give our life meaning, but a path of inner work to get to our authentic self, and then discover that being that authentic self must be an act of service. As we share the gift of what we are and our energies in the world, that is our act of service, as an expression of who we are, not as a way to bring meaning or add value or prove that we have worth. The worth just is, and as we share it, we are of service to all. That is my faith. Thank you, Ram Dass, for helping articulate it and spreading your vibration. It is echoing through the world. If there is a better example of ripples flowing through the world, well, I think we all should embrace them and spread our own. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being you. I love you. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, and let's work together. Be a part of my Love Warriors group. You can join through my Patreon page, or want to go deep? Another group of the Pink Path is starting soon.